Bill, we asked you this yesterday, but since you've had a night to chew on it, the fact that you're 5-3 and still have a one-game lead, is there such a thing as momentum coming off a bye week and getting ready for the next game?
I think that anytime you go into a bye week on a winning note, that can't be anything but good for your team. It gives us time to do a lot of self-scout to figure out all the things we need to do to improve. But it also gives us time to reflect on some of the things that have been positive. You know, being undefeated at home, playing the way we played against the run yesterday on defense was very good. I think offensively at times this year we've shown glimpses of what we can be. Special teams, same thing. Now there has to be more consistency in all three phases, but there certainly is a lot to reflect on that's good. And so when you go into the bye week on a winning note, you know, I think everybody feels better about where they're at. Now, with that being said, you know, you've got a tough schedule ahead of you. So we're going to give our guys a nice break here, and we'll get back to work after today. We'll get back to work next Monday, and we'll go to work on Monday for Jacksonville.
In the first half of the season, what did you see from Bernard McKinney? Has he improved into in his second season?
Bernard McKinney got a game ball yesterday for the way he played. I think he's really improved a lot, Aaron. I think he's playing at a pretty high level. He tackles well. He understands our defense. He's really good at understanding how our defensive call plays against the personnel and the formation that they come out in. And I think that just came that has come with experience. But he's a big guy. He can run. He loves football. Loves playing defense. He's become a good blitzer, and he's having a good year for us.
Your defense has dealt with so many injuries this season, but it's still continued to play solid, and it seems to be one of the strengths of the team. What do you think about how they fought through everything and still been good for you?
Yeah, I think we talked about that today as a team. You know, one of the things that has stood out to me is that you know we've been able to overcome in some regard a lot of different things. And number one is we've been able to overcome injuries. You know, injuries do happen. But look, you know, we have lost the three-time defensive player of the year. And you know, those are hard injuries to overcome for some teams, but not for this team so far because, you know, we have a resilient locker room. We've got a bunch of guys in there that play hard, they play well together, they love football. And there's a lot of other really good players on that. There's a lot of number one draft picks on that defense, and they play well together. And then you've got a guy like A.J. Boye, who wasn't even drafted, and is playing as one of the better corners right now in this league. So, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about that. Now, the key is, okay, it's the first half of the season. Things were decent, especially on the as far as the last game goes, but now we have to build on it and be more consistent.
When you heard Andre Johnson retired, what did you think?
Yeah, I just texted him, John. I just heard that about a half an hour ago and shot him a note. You know, look, he'll go down as one of the best receivers to ever play the game. He had great size, great hands, very instinctive player, could run all the routes, you know, early in his career, throughout his career, did a lot of different things. When we had him, for the year that we had him, he played at the number three spot, the number two spot. I'm talking about formationally the number one spot. We were able to do many, many different things with him. And, you know, I've had a fortune of coaching some potential Hall of Fame receivers, and him and Randy Moss been up close and personal with those guys, coaching them, and the Andre will go down as one of the best to ever play.
Bill, obviously, you know, you weren't here during the organization's start, but what has Andre meant as you've learned more about the Texans and the city and the fan base? What's Andre meant to the city, the fan base, the Houston Texans?
Well, I think obviously he's meant a lot, obviously on the field, Brian. I mean, I think you know the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, I remember when I was in New England and we were getting ready to play Houston in 2000. This might be a little bit of a long answer, but I was thinking about it. We were getting ready to play Houston in 2009. We actually came here and lost the game. That was the game where Welker hurt his knee, and there was it was a tight game, and it was just a tough game, and Houston beat us. And I remember getting ready for that game when Bill stood up in front of the team and talked about Andre Johnson and just started reading off his numbers at that point in his career, which was 2009, and what we were going to have to do to try to stop this guy or at least contain him. And I was sitting there going, wow, you talk about the numbers that he had at that point, let alone the numbers he has now. So on the field, it's obvious what he did for the Houston Texans. But I think what I got to know here was I knew about on the field and I watched it. And obviously I had him later in his career. But what I saw off the field was all the things he did for the children of this city. The kids that, you know, maybe didn't come from much and he was able to provide them with Christmas presents or things during Thanksgiving or clothes or things like that. I think the guy, I think people are really important to the guy. He's a very quiet guy. When he spoke, everybody listened, kind of like E.F. Hutton. And I think he meant a lot to this city and all the things that he did off the field.
Bill, you mentioned that you guys had a lot of injuries, but you've been able to overcome it. What does that say about your coaching staff that they've been able to coach the guys?
Yeah, look, I think, look, I try to, and I probably need to do this more. You know, I think these assistant coaches that we have here, from the coordinators all the way through, I think we have a strong staff. I think they overcome me a lot. They really do. They do a great job. I think they, as witnessed by yesterday, I did see that video afterwards. I couldn't believe. I just couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, had to be an imposter, right, John? It's Halloween. Sure, there are going to be plenty of people in Houston dressed up as me tonight with a kick me sign on the back of it. Yeah, the players, yeah. No, but I think we have a strong staff. We've got a smart staff. We've got an experienced coordinator in Romeo Crennel. I think George Gotze did a great job yesterday. When we had the injuries, we had to kind of piece together how we were going to try to move the ball there at the end personnel-wise. And then, you know, we've got some top assistant coaches. And so you know, the key for us is to coach well week in and week out. And I think that we work very hard, but I think as a coaching staff, we just all have to be, just like our players, we just all have to be striving for more consistency and come up with good, solid game plans every week.
What did happen in that?
You know, things happen on the sideline. We have an intense staff. You know, we have we had a basketball court outside the bubble back there, and we were playing for a while, and things got intense out there. The next time we showed up out there, the basketball hoop was gone. So we have an intense staff. I don't know where they get it from. I mean, I'm not that intense. So things happen. And I can tell you that it's just the nature of the game. It's a competitive game, and we all want to win. We're all pulling the same rope, just trying to win. And we've moved on from that, and it won't happen again.
Talk about intensity. Brian Cushing seems like he's getting healthier. You know, he never talks about injuries or anything else. Bill, you stay with him.
Yeah.
He's got those leadership qualities, and now he's coming on.
Yeah, Matt, he's a very tough guy. I mean, he played the game yesterday. You should see it. You know, he's got a thumb deal right now. Just a tough guy. You know, I've said it all along. He's the heart and soul of the defense, one of the top leaders of our team. And I just really enjoy the way he plays football. He tackles well. He's tough, competes, loves game day, practices every day. So he's a tough guy.
Thoughts on DJ Reader? How are you stepping in?
Yeah. I thought DJ – I just saw him out in the hallway earlier, and I think that I thought that he played a solid football game. I think he gives us a solid guy inside in the run. He's hard to move. And I think that he adds some inside pass rush that really helped us yesterday. You know, one of the keys yesterday was that's a very good offense with a great quarterback. And the pass rush was able to contain him. Maybe there weren't a lot of sacks, but they were very disciplined in their rush lanes. Give a lot of credit to Anthony Weaver and Mike Vrabel on that. Those guys do a great job of coaching that. And then obviously the guys up front led by Clowney and Merciless. And then those guys inside, they did a nice job of keeping their rush lanes.
How would you evaluate how Brock has played through 8 games, and what are some things you're looking for from him as you move?
Yeah, I think he's getting better and better. Look, I think he and I talked for a while this morning. I have great respect for the guy. I think when you come into a new system that puts a lot on your plate at that position, I don't think it's easy. You've got a lot of guys playing out there that have not played together, and so the only way you get better is with game experience. And that's hard, you know, because a lot of these defenses are very multiple, excellent defenses, so it's hard. And I think he's improved every game. And I thought yesterday, I thought he really made some big throws. Took some hits. He's a tough guy. And he did a nice job of controlling the game. Did a nice job. See, that's one thing that that people don't always see. Not that they don't understand. I'm not saying if you're not a coach, I understand that you may not see everything. But you know, at the end of the game, you know, he's getting us into those plays. He's directing that blocking scheme, even though that's a run. He's the one who's setting those plays. Those are little things that he did in that game to help us control the game, especially at the end. So I think he's getting better and better.
Bill, can you talk about the back here development of CJ and how the tight end's been used? CJ's pacing pretty well right now.
Yeah, I think that CJ is one of the most improved players on our team in the passing game. He's always been a good blocker. You know, when he came out of Iowa, we thought he was one of the best blocking tight ends in that draft, and he's come in here and blocked well. And what has happened with him is he's worked very hard. He's taken a lot of pride in the passing game. John Perry's done a nice job with him. Ryan Griffin, and Steven Anderson. You know, all three of those guys contributed yesterday in the passing game. CJ's come a long way. Brock has a lot of trust in him, and it's been good to see.
Have you seen any update on Jalen Strong or Will Fuller? Do you expect Will back after the bye, or Jalen, do you think it's more of a long-term?
I don't know yet. You know, those things, again, I know we're in a bye, so the day-to-day is probably not appropriate. Bye-to-bye? How would you say that, Mark? Help me out. Oh, that's right. You don't want to help me out. You guys want to.
How come you were not in this kind of mood yesterday?
I don't know. I'm always
what
in a
happened?
Good mood. So many people, I mean, I'm not moody. I'm the same guy every day, John. Right, Amy?
It's not what your wife says.
I know. Please don't interview my wife. It will not be good. I think that you're right. Jalen might be a little bit longer. Hopefully not. Hopefully the bye helps him. And I think Will may not be as long, if that answers your question.
Vince Wilfork, too?
I think Will Fork. I just saw him in there, and I think he'll be okay.
You always talk about how the running game, it's like a battering ram over the course of a game. You want to see what you saw at the end in this past game. You also talked about how Brock is calling the right play,
right,
whether the run's actually working. How can you get it to start earlier in the game?
Yeah,
though?
It's hard. Earlier in the game, Paul, is hard because if you look at the stats of most teams in the league, let's just look at the running yards for even the best running teams. Might be an interesting thing to look at, how they're running the ball in the first quarter. I think it's more about, as long as you're not getting a bunch of TFLs, it's more about sticking with it. When I see a 3-yard gain in the first quarter, that may look boring to the fans and to the media, but like to me, that's pretty good because I know that if that's getting 3 in the first quarter consistently, you know, 3 and maybe 4 here and there, I know that in the fourth quarter, that might be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And so that's what I look at. Now, in the first quarter, if it's a bunch of TFLs and we're not blocking things right now, we have a problem. But if we're moving the line of scrimmage, they're revved up, we're revved up, it's force on force, and we're gaining yards, that's kind of what I look at. And that's a little bit the way it was yesterday. Now, there were a couple TFLs where we missed a couple blocks, but I thought overall, and one thing I want to tell you about that is, too, I give a lot of credit to Lamar and Alfred. Those guys were banged up, and they ran hard in the game. And I would tell you that those are two tough guys that ran hard in the game.